If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, I'm Pete McCall, and thank you for tuning in to the All About Fitness podcast. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip where I talk about two things. One, I'm going to talk about the evolution of fitness, how fitness has changed over the years, and what that means for you. And number two, I'm going to talk about why you should be changing your workout routine right now, this very minute, right now, while you're listening. No, not right now while you're listening to me. But in general, you should be changing your fitness routine right now. And I'll explain in a moment. First of all, I want to apologize. I try to post at least one episode every week. But as I've explained, I've started a new job recently as a director of education for a health club company called EOS Fitness. We have health clubs in five different markets around the country. And in February and March of 2022, I was traveling to each of those markets and meeting with our teams there. It takes a lot of work, and that means I don't have time to do the interviews and record the podcast. But I'm getting back to that, and I'm getting into the workflow. So that's the cool thing. I'm sorting that out. I'm just letting you know what's happening, kind of a little bit behind the scenes. But one of the things that occurred to me as I was visiting all of our clubs and seeing our locations is how much fitness has changed over the last 20 years. If you're like me, I've been working out most of my adult life. I started working out in the late 1980s. Maybe you started a little bit later. It doesn't matter. But if you're like me, maybe you've noticed a major evolution in the way that gyms and studios and fitness centers look. Think back to the 1990s and early 2000s when everything was machine-based. You had machines everywhere as far as the eye could see. But then something happened. But then all of a sudden, health club companies started realizing that we need space. And one of those things that we can thank for this is CrossFit. One of the things I absolutely love, love, love about what CrossFit did for fitness is CrossFit made movement more popular. And what I mean by that is the programming in CrossFit didn't have you working on any one isolated muscle group. When you go to a CrossFit workout, you're not doing bicep curls. You're not doing lat pull downs. You're moving your body. You're doing the fundamental patterns. You're hinging. You're doing a knee dominant pattern. You're doing hip dominant. You're doing single leg patterns. You're pushing. You're pushing overhead. You're moving your entire body. So over the last number of years, going back maybe 15 years, we realized that for programming, when it comes to programming and teaching you, the fitness enthusiast, how to move, we need space. We don't need more machines. And keep in mind, I'm a consultant for Nautilus. I'm a fan of machines. But we don't need more machines. We need space to move. And that's what studios are doing now. Or gyms, studios, health clubs are opening up. That's why we have turf places. That's why you have turf to move. You have these training rigs. They look like jungle gyms. You have sleds you can push. You have things you can carry. You have medicine ball walls where you can throw medicine balls really, really hard. And that's a heck of a lot of fun. Quick little story. When I was working in downtown DC as a personal trainer, I used to take one client out. He was my 7 a.m. client, Gary. He was an attorney downtown. Hey, Gary, if you're listening to this, he was an attorney in downtown DC. And I used to take him out around the corner from the gym in the mornings to throw a medicine ball against the wall on the outside of the building because we didn't have a medicine ball wall in the gym. Well, the outside, the wall, the exterior wall was part of a Brooks Brothers clothing store that sold suits to all the professionals in downtown D.C. Well, one day Gary needed to change his appointment, and went from a 7 a.m. appointment, and we met maybe 1 or 2 in the afternoon, whatever it was, and I took him outside to do his medicine ball throws, and we're out there for 3 or 4 minutes. All of a sudden, the manager of Brooks Brothers comes out, and he goes, "I've been trying to figure out what the hell has been happening." And I look at him and go, "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" He goes, We've been coming in the mornings 1 or 2 times a week, and all the clothes on this wall have been on the floor. So what was happening was personal trainers at that gym, we had been taking our clients to the outside wall of the building and having them do medicine ball throws against the concrete of the wall. Well, apparently that was knocking over the displays on the clothes of the Brooks Brothers. So we didn't realize that had been going on. Anyway, so now that we have medicine ball walls, especially built medicine ball walls in the gym, we can do that safely. But that's what's changed. The gym, now we can move. But here's the thing, we haven't really changed much. If you went back 140 years in time, if you hopped in your Amazon-branded time machine, and that Jeff Bezos is probably going to introduce later in the year, if you hop in your Amazon time machine and went back to the 1880s or 1890s, you'd land in the era of physical culture. That was the era of the strongman. If you walked into a gymnasium, and that was when the first gymnasiums became popular in Minneapolis, Boston, and 1 or 2 other parts of the country, if you went into one of those first gymnasiums, you would find pull-up bars, jungle gyms, medicine balls, kettlebells, barbells. Yes, kettlebells have been around that long. They're more than 150 years old. But you would find a lot of the same equipment you see now in the modern gymnasium. So really all we've done is kind of go back 120, 140 years in time to reintroduce movement, to make movement popular again. That sounds like something else, but let's not go there. But that's really where we've gone in fitness. And why is that important? Well, that's important because for your exercise program to have the greatest benefit, for you to get the greatest results from what you're doing with exercise, you need to move your body. And here's the thing, you need to change how you move your body on a regular basis. It takes about maybe 8 to 12 weeks, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, depending on what you're doing. But it takes about 8 to 12 weeks for the body to adapt to an exercise program. What's that mean? That means that when the seasons change, you should think about changing your workouts. Right now, I'm recording this in third week of March of 2022, and we're getting ready to transition from winter to spring. I did a podcast recently about getting ready to transition to outdoor training. But keep in mind that now is the time you should be changing your workouts. Maybe you'll be doing more outdoor workouts. Take that time to transition from indoor running to outdoor running. But as the seasons change, your workout should change. I'm going to say that again. As the seasons change, your workout should change. Do something different. Instead of using barbells, maybe do a bodyweight workout. Instead of using dumbbells, maybe do a machine workout. Do something different. Try that class you've been wanting to take. Get that new piece of equipment. The point is in order to have the greatest effect on our body, what we do for exercise has to be consistent for a period of time for adaptation to take place. But here's the paradox. After that adaptation, after that consistency, we need to change it up. Because if we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, the body adapts. And we know the definition of insanity, doing the exact same thing, expecting different results. Make it easy on yourself. Don't really worry about the science of it. Leave that to geeks like me. Just know that when the seasons change, when you go from winter to spring, or spring to summer, or summer to fall, or fall to winter, when the seasons change, that's the signal that your workout should change. If you want more information, you can reach me, Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. That's Pete@PeteMcCallFitness.com. I got 2 great books for you. I got Smarter Workouts, The Science of Exercise Made Simple. And in Smarter Workouts, I teach you how to design exercise programs and change them on a regular basis. My other book, Ageless Intensity, High Intensity Workouts to Slow Down Aging, will teach you just that, how to use exercise to slow down and manage and control the effects of the aging process. As always, thanks for stopping by, and I certainly look forward to having you join me for future episodes of All About Fitness.